Scott Morrison labelled the Coalition's victory a miracle, but the Prime Minister might need another one, given Australia's slowing economy and his promise of prudent economic management. And as you just heard, the government will try and recall Parliament quickly to enable a vote on its tax package, and part of that policy is supposed to start from July the 1st, and that might help stimulate the economy. The Reserve Bank's also on track to cut interest rates, perhaps as early as next month. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Election night was a nail-biting affair for economists crunching the numbers, even with Labor initially odds on to win. But Joe Masters, chief economist at the advisory firm Ernst & Young, wasn't so sure.
I personally had actually put together three potential scenarios, one for Labor, one for the Coalition, and also one for we don't know. And that was the scenario I was probably most concerned about. And I think that uncertainty would have been potentially quite damaging for the economy.
But with Scott Morrison back saying he believes in miracles, Joe Masters thinks he might need more assistance from above, given the slowing economy, flat wages, rising unemployment, and the Reserve Bank about to intervene with perhaps two interest rate cuts.
The picture looks a lot more negative, and I think fiscal policy is going to play a really important role in supporting the economy, and I think the Morrison government's going to have to stand ready to potentially do more stimulus than what was in the budget.
But what about the outlook for a possible minority government? That looks like creating more of the uncertainty that we've seen in recent years.
To the extent that we have a minority government or a very fractured government and the passage of any policy is difficult, that creates uncertainty. And uncertainty, of course, can feed through to businesses holding back on some investment plans or employment plans. So I think it would be really great in the first 100 days if we can get some sort of policy through Parliament, a show of bipartisan support.
Despite being victorious, Scott Morrison has also been given a pretty big message on climate change from Tony Abbott's ousting in Warringah. So will Scott Morrison now need to take climate change much more seriously?
I absolutely hope the government puts that right at the very top of their agenda. We heard from Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Guy DeBell about climate change, and he called it a systemic risk for our economy. So I think climate change and energy policy more broadly do need to be right up there.
Sarah Hunter, Chief Economist at BIS Oxford Economics, agrees there's now an imperative for Scott Morrison to take real action on climate change.
Absolutely. And I think more broadly, the economy needs a structural energy plan put in place. Certainly in Warringah, there's obviously very clearly a message that climate change needs to be taken seriously and needs to become a policy consideration.
And with the economy slowing, Sarah Hunter says Scott Morrison might now move faster with tax cuts promised in the April budget to get consumers and businesses spending.
I think they'll have the fiscal space to do it, but with commodity prices really quite high at the moment, iron selling for over $100 a tonne, there's certainly going to be extra revenue coming in into the new fiscal year that they weren't expecting in the budget. So they're going to have some space, either cut taxes or increase spending.
And with the economy slowing, wages are flat and the jobless rate on the rise, that's a pretty big challenge, especially in the context of some big global headwinds as well.
That is the major challenge, I think, in the near term, is getting some additional momentum in the economy. So I think for the new government, what they need to decide is, do they feel the need to step in? And if they do decide to step in, how much? And obviously that's also essentially the exam question for the RBA as well. Do they feel the need to cut the cash rate given the slowdown? And if so, when and by how much?
Ratings agencies seem relaxed with the Coalition's victory. Fitch Ratings says the re-election means broad policy continuity in line with April's budget, with Australia's prized AAA credit rating confirmed.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.